So this morning, we'll be looking at where are you operating from? You know, I've never been moved by the reaction after the topic because the topic is not the message. You know, as a child of God, one thing you must learn like Jesus, not to be distracted. You know, when in Nicodemus we say, thou art a man from God. We know. We always discuss amongst ourselves. That doesn't move. Especially when you don't know who you are, you'll be moved. You know, imagine if you don't know that you are a handsome boy, a fine guy, and somebody now tells you you're and then it gets to your head. That means you've never known. You've never known. And that's why we always say that it must not be strangers that will tell our children that they love them. So that it's they are not scavenging for love. As people are scavenging for love today. And devil is still chopping their eyes. Hallelujah. So we'll be looking at where are you operating from? Where are you operating from? Because today we need to conclude that he that is from above is above all. You have to conclude that he that is from above, and if you think and you know that you are from above, you are expected to be what? Above all. That's what John 3:31 says. You can put it up. My scripture is Ephesians chapter 2, I think. But you can put up John 3:31. So good to see all of our faces. I'm happy to see our OAU. She's hiding. You won't know she's around. You can see her now. Nobody can see her. I won't even call. She's, how are you? You're welcome. Glory to God.
Amen.
He who comes from above is above all. It says he who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. Now, that's a very simple statement, but it's also very indicative of the kind of victories you should be expecting if you are earthly. It says, he who is earthly. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. So if anyone is earthly, your victory is already confined to a location. It says all the victories you would have are only earthly victories. Now, it's not saying if you're earthly, you'll be defeated. But we know that the battles that we know of, they are not just earthly battles. We also have what we call spiritual what? Battles. Or, simply put, battles that are beyond the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of us don't like those kind of battles. Because they quickly knock out every earthly abilities that you can summon or you can put together. But Jesus says, he who is above, is from above, is above all. Meaning, you should expect victories from every plane. Whether it's the earthly plane, or whether it's the firmament plane, or whether it's the heavenlies, whether it's in the deep of the deep. You know, some of us, when the problem is not physical, we give up. You know, when they say, when somebody cannot explain, say, what's happening? And doctor says, we don't see anything. Some people give up at that point. Because literally, everyone who is from the earth they cannot do any other thing. You know, when microscope cannot, I could even imagine before they invented microscope, men were already giving up at what they can't see. But by the time they now did a machine that can see what maybe the physical eye cannot see, they would be happy. But they now told them again that there's something that the microscope cannot see. You know, when you hear something like, oh, something is just walking through my body. And they now put the person under x-ray. There's nothing walking through the person's body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, today we have to conclude where we're operating from. See, this is what would make all the victories that God has gotten for us. This is what would bring them to our table. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, he who comes from heaven. He who comes from heaven is above all. I don't know if you are here and you want to live a life that nothing is above you. When I say nothing is above you, no circumstance, no situation. You know, someone gave a testimony at the PTA meeting I attended on Friday. And the man said during COVID he was in serious debt. But God gave him wisdom to come above the debt. And the debt was resolved. Now, that's what we're saying. We're not saying don't wish for. Yeah, if circumstances put themselves together and it looks like debt, you are from above.
Yeah.
You know, I read early this morning that God even has a provision for writing of debt in the covenant, particularly in the old covenant. You know, this is your God, or this is our God. He's very complete. See, God, there's no issue that will start with God. Because he sits above all. So, they now told us that anyone that comes from that above, nothing should threaten that person. I remember so many years ago, I was preaching in school. And I can't remember the sermon, but I remembered one reaction from a lady. And the lady said, she giggled, or she, you know, this mockery kind of laughter. She now said it in Yoruba. Pastor, are you wow? So I said something in confidence that I can't even remember what I was really saying, but I was so sure. So she was trying to tell me that problem, past problem. Maybe the kind of problem you have seen, I have not touched it. But some of us are like that too. When it's still sensual, soul, we think it's. But when we know that somebody is under this matter, we wish it doesn't happen. Then we wish we don't know the person. You know, that's how we try to run away from problem. You know, imagine if they just called you from wherever and they say there's this issue. You're just like, how am I in this family? Maybe this is somebody else. They've not called this person that there's issue. But it says, he who is from above.
Yes.
Is above all. See, as long as you don't sort out where you came from, you will still be gainsaying what you can do. The victories, you will still be thinking there are some victories you don't deserve and you don't think you would have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we read the following verse, the next verse to this? And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. Verse 33. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. Go back to 32. Let me say something. What he has seen and heard, that he testifies. Go back to 31. Father, teach us something here. See, because I don't know what God has told you or what you have seen God do. Now, he says what he has seen and what he has heard. He testified that statement. That is from that he said that testimony in 31. That anyone that is from above, what I have seen as Jesus, what I have seen as the Word, there is nothing that he who is from above cannot overcome. That's why they said in 1 John that whosoever is born of God overcome. That it was from that, it was from, it's like a volume of book. When they looked into it, they saw that there is nothing that can be above anyone that came from above. So if God says this one is from above, like they've looked through the ages, like they've looked at the times before and the times to come, and they've concluded, is it no one believe that testimony? Meaning when he said it, he said, do you know what we have seen? 33, go to 33. He says, he who received his testimony has certified that God. So the trueness of God is in that statement that because I am from above, I am above all. So you can see how many times you've called God false. When a situation arises, I'm like, hey, Mugbe. Like, I'm done. It means you've exalted a circumstance above where you came from. And now, the question is not even how you esteemed it above, is where you think you are operating from. So when that lady said, Pastor, Ayewa, she was trying to remind me that problem pass problem. That problem pass, that there's some problem, that there's some problem you can solve. But let's be honest with ourselves. There are some problems that you won't want to wish for. That was what she was trying to introduce, a seed that is from hell. In my young mind, I already told myself I can do all things. In my young, but she just said, you can do all things. But when Aye is involved, just pray they smile at you. No, yeah, that a child of God must know that he who is from above. That's what makes your God true. So even if you worship his majesty, but can't introduce his majesty into all circumstance, you are not worshiping him. You are not calling him true. You know when people say you have not seen stuffs. Like how many things have you seen in this your small life? No, see that line is devil that passes it. See, your ability to be victorious all through is not that you would have seen all. Yeah. It's that you are above all. Yeah. So they want to measure our abilities to have victories by what we have. We didn't learn by experience. We learned by identity or identification. That's how we learned. He says this testimony of he that is from above is above all is what makes God true. Is what makes God what? True. Now when he said it, he says no one believed his testimony. Because here we believe that there are circumstances that are beyond the physical. Once it's beyond the physical, we hope that the sovereignty of God will kick in. But we also feel even if the sovereignty doesn't kick in, we give up because it's above us. But no. No. I say to you, child of God, you are above that circumstance. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can we go to Ephesians chapter 2? We'll read from verse 4. Or let's start from verse 1. Can you say, I am above all? But today we'll just cement our hearts to know where we are from, where we are operating from. And this is even beyond what we say in our mouth. This is where our heart is. You know, when they say mimikon, konimiwa, if you look at, that's the way the world displays itself. Everyone banks on where they are coming from. Everyone, even the dark powers. You know, when the way they said it is when a higher power sees a lesser power, the lesser power bows to the higher power. And that was why they gave him a name that is what? Above every name. So it's not that you're even negotiating. It says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in what? In trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. Verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you go back to verse 6? So he says he has raised us together. So we and Christ were raised up. Can you look for the place where he talked about that he has raised Christ up and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Then we'll come back here and quickly look at there. There were two things that Ephesians talked about. Provisions that were embedded in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Is it this? If then you... Ephesians what? 1:20. Thank you. So it says here, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. So this is where Jesus is, right?
Yes, sir.
So there are two things that the book of Ephesians told us that There are provisions that were made in Christ and in heavenly places. One is spiritual blessings. Two is the where we can sit. Let me just use that. So Ephesians 2 verse 6 talked about we were raised together and we are both made to sit together in the heavenly what? In the heavenly places. Ephesians 1, I think 3, it says, blessed be God. Let's go there. 1:3. 1:3. 1:3. I mean, they want us to quote it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So, here we are blessed, right? Ephesians 2:6 says, we are seated. So, it means that where we operate from is where we are seated with Christ in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So that is where we should be operating from. That would then now make that statement in John 3:31 true. So if you quote this, and you two don't believe that testimony, you are telling a lie. So if we bring a matter to your table and you feel that there is a matter that can overwhelm and take you out of place, then you are not saying the truth. Hallelujah. So it's not just that we are blessed, but even how we function as a child, as a people of God, is also tied to where we sit. He said, sit till I what? Make your enemy. That invitation that happened after he died and he resurrected came with a lot of things. Now, it came with a name. Like we know, it was given a name that is far above every other name. Like that, it was given an excellent name. Now, it came with a name, but it also came with, I mean, it could, don't let us explain what it was not. Do you get it? There's no need to do that. But Christ also sat. Christ was also given the access to sit. It says, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's a whole lot to that sitting. It's not just the blessing you should be interested in. Like, God has blessed me with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. No, he has also made you to sit so that the blessings you operate in, they would always function in that phrase of he who is from above is above all. Yeah, we've seen cases where we say we are blessed with all spiritual blessings, but we are handicapped. Because what really gives the rule over every situation is the sitting. He says, sit till I make all of your enemies. They will come under. So, is sitting is where we are rested. That's where we operate from. Now, where we operate from is in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. No, is where your heart is sitting. That's where you are calling that in the name of Jesus from. So you are not better than the person that says, if your heart is not sitting. So even if you can say clearly, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So what gives us the ability to say that we are above all? is where we sit. That's where we operate from. A lot of dreams have been cut short because when they appear to their contradictions or their oppositions, they are not sitting. Hallelujah. Because if you try to operate a blessing from a wrong premise, it won't work. You know, there's this analogy I'll give to you. So, I'm a programmer, right? And we have people that, all of us did the GST 101. It's not 101. 101 is English. It's 103. It's 10 something, sha? Ah, Odito, 105, 121. We know your school is also 10 something. It's okay. Now, we all try to write some set of code and they say, run it. Me, the first set of code I wrote it on paper because I didn't have a laptop. And I ran it when I got to the computer lab. But at times, there's some code you can also write on paper. You would think it will work. You just say a semicolon that you didn't put. Now, imagine a set of codes put together to perform. Maybe they said the code should do something. I don't know. Whatever. Now, that code is compiled. Please listen to this analogy. It's very useful. That set of code is first compiled, meaning they refine it. Let me put it that. Let me use a very layman term. They put it together and refine it so that it can perform the task is meant to. Then they will run it. So you know they will say test it, right? Our QOP will say, have you tested it? Before they will now test it again, but they don't trust you. You might have not have tested it well. That's what they always say. But really is that you've not tested. They don't believe that you've tested it. Then they will take it through a series of tests. Now, when that code is compiled, it would run where it is being written, right? Now, there's something I'm bringing out. There's an operating system with which the set of program or codes is written. So imagine they wrote a code in Windows. How many of you know Windows? And some people don't know. Windows laptop. Yes. Now, if that code is run on Windows and they export it as an executable file. They call it EXE. My wife giggled at me that. Where is Basila going to this morning? Now, when you run it on that computer where it was compiled, it will work. Now, if you take that EXE and you take it to an iMac M2, 1 terabyte, you know, and all those advanced features, and you try to open it. Now, the only reason why it's not working is not it's not because the 1 terabyte is useless. It's not because the M2 processor is not useful. It's that the operating system is different. So you can see where you are trying to exert power. If you are trying to exert the power of God in a wrong premise, you would not see that you are above all. So they will tell you that this is how we say, this is how we say, Kabash, I mean, how did the, Dazu say it? Ishambala ye. When you do, just shambala front, back center, right, it will work. Then you now go to go, if even shambala dance around, if you are running it with the wrong operating system, that's where you are operating from. So that set of code we say should work is trying to acknowledge those instructions that are fine. But where it would operate from is wrong. So it wouldn't work. There will be different kind of errors that maybe based on that operating system. They will say maybe invalid, whatever. Hallelujah. Amen. And so where we operate from is as important as the kind of victory that we see in the blessings that have been provided to us. So if God gives you a dream, a blessing, the only thing that can cut it short is where you are living that dream from. So you can have a prophecy, and where you are living the prophecy from, if you are living from a wrong premise, you will not, though the prophecy is true, the blessing is true, but the person is not sitting where they could have told him that we would make your enemies your footstool, we would make you see that all things can be beneath you. That was the testimony they didn't believe about Jesus. He says, I am from above. And because I am from above, I am above all. Hallelujah. Amen. And so there's a whole lot that God wants us to learn this morning. Because you change the dynamics of the warfare when the enemy sees where you're operating from. Even when the devil was going to bring a railing accusation, and I think Michael, right? Yes, sir. That was sent to intercept the body of Moses. Now, for him to say, the Lord rebuke you, that changes who gets victory. You know, there's some things you don't say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. No. You say, don't you know where I sit? I'm the righteousness of Christ Jesus in Christ Jesus. Oh, no weapon formed against me. Some, you are to address them with the heart posture. Where is your heart sitting? Because it is where your heart is, that is what your victory will look like. He says, yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation. What does it mean of reviling? Sorry? Dakwada. Jesus. Jesus Christ. This is China version of Gabriel. China version of Gabriel. Dakwada. Where's Gabriel? Where's Mary B? Reviling. Yes, sir.
Criticized in an abusive.
Yeah. I mean, from revile, you will probably know what reviling is. It could mean condescending. Yeah, because he's someone to be looked down upon. Like you can rubbish. Because, yeah, he was in front. He's the one that chased him out. He's the one that chased him out. So, this guy. Excuse me. He can remind him of Isaiah. I saw you fall. he can just look at him, man. But, see, that's not where he will get that victory from. That's not where we get the victory from. Don't forget, this is the angel of, like what we say, is the one that when you don't fight war. We don't know how much of that, but I think Gabriel is might. Right? Is Gabriel might? Peace. Peace care. But I don't know Gabriel to be peaceful. Or maybe messenger of peace. Good. There's a piece here. No. You want to see? If Gabriel, we should show you his true color. Yeah, it's one that brings goodness. I think it's the same one. No. We're not sure whether it's the one that appeared to Zachariah, but we are sure it's the one that appeared to Mary. So that's why we say he brought good news. Sir? The same? It's all to Zachariah. It's truly an angel of peace. But this one is, he only looks for violence. Michael is the archangel. Yeah, they also said the warring angel. He said he didn't bring a railing accusation. Me, if I was the one, I would re-quote Isaiah for him. Yeah, I will count my blessings. I will name them one by one. I saw you fall. Lucifer, oh bright morning star. I will remind him. I will try to weaken his position. Yeah. I'll try to remind him who is not and who he was. I'll give him what are we saying? I would intimidate him. Then we start thinking about his complex. We'll not be having depression. But he says, I did not bring him a reviling accusation. But I said, the Lord, see, there are many things he can say. But it says, the Lord. That brought a sense of, they've brought me under someone. The Lord, who is our Lord, is the one that rebukes you. See, that one, it changes the dynamics of the war. Yeah, we could have said, okay, maybe if Michael and the devil fight again, let's see who will win. Michael will win him. He will chop his eye again. But at this point, somebody has been exalted here. He says, the Lord rebuke you. Actually, most problems is the Lord rebuke you. Where is this one coming from? Is it from my village? Is it from my this one? This one. Where are you operating from? I didn't hear you. Where are you operating from? You know, even for God, it's because he sits. That's why he laughs. He says, he that sits in heaven, he will laugh. There's some problems I laugh at these days. Why? Let me just tell you the simple reason. I can't do it. I mean, financially, I can't. When they say, we won. When are we starting? That's the way he laughs. He says, when the kings of the earth gather, they gather because of the elect. He says, he will sit in the heaven. He is operating from somewhere. He says the earth, heaven is his what? His throne. The earth is his what? Footstool. So you can see that there is no problem first that is earthly that should even be bringing your identity to question. Yeah, you might say, Pastor, I hear what? You might be repeating what that lady said. Like, Pastor, you have not seen issues. So. I do need to see your issue. Because where I sit, where I'm sitting, where I'm operating from, is from a place that makes every other thing to be beneath. Do you know why the pestilence that is currently plaguing the earth will not come near us? It's not because we would pray and fast all of them out. It's because we are above all. It's where you are from. Do you think the ambassador of US is looking at our inflation? Hey, not 24 point something percent to, hey, oh God, how will I buy Pepe? I mean the ambassador of US that is in US consulate. Do you think he's like, hey? You know, some of us, we've bookmarked Aboki FX, Kobox FX, this one FX, all the FX. We've bookmarked it. Money devotion, all the FX. Money devotion, that's the money devotion. Then you now say, God, take control. They've taken the control of your heart. You can't say, God, take control. No, he's not bothered. He's concerned about the inflation of U.S., even though he's in Nigeria. And it's not that they are shipping his food. Or it's not that they are shipping what he would wear. Even the events he would go for, he would be living as though he's a citizen here. It's just that his citizenship is not here. So he's in his mind, he's just like, oh, Kashama, let's just be jollificated. At least no coup. That's the one he wants. No coup. There should not be military takeover. Let's just be enjoying. They will invite him for get-together every week. Is because the guy, his inflation is above our inflation. So friends, we have been given that allocation to sit there. That's what he said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. That because he has raised us up together with Christ, he has now made us all to sit together with him. So operate from there. See, there's nothing complex about it. It's not spiritual complex. It's not heart complex. It's not like I have to tell the devil. No, operate from there. Operate from there. Anything that gets your heart away from knowing that you sit where Christ sits. You be at the mercies of men. Everything that God has placed in your hand, operate it from heaven. Yes, see, it will not, it's not that it will work. It will do what it has been sent to accomplish. That's why the word of God does not fail. Because it is sent from above. That's why it will do all that it has been said that it should accomplish. Regardless of the circumstance it faces. That's the word of God. Where are you operating from? See, the dreams and the aspirations that you've pursued and executed yourself. Let me tell you, the reason why they failed is where you operated them from. There is no curse on that aspiration. There is no curse on that dream. The issue, the reviling accusation that the enemy saw was where you operated it from. That's where he said, okay, if he says this, and we'll stand our ground. You displace the enemy when you tell him the Lord rebuke you. You can even remind him, it's our Lord though. He rebuke you. Can you go to John 3:31? As I wrap up. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. Can we rise up on our feet? Ni to ba joko ni koko ga ogo amabe labe ojiji oluwa eni to ba joko ni koko ga ogo amabe labe Let's sing that song together.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 You hide yourself. Hide your family. Hide your business. Hide your endeavors. Hide everything that God has called you by name. Your preservation. Your tomorrow.
Because today you are hiding yourself
You will do the impossible. The ambitions of God and the prospects of God will not come too short in your life. He who is from above is above all. Can you say, I am from above, I am above all? Can you say it confidently? I am from above and I am above. Can you say it one more time?
I am from above and I am above.